the prisoner screamed. The Radisha observed,
"The ones we catch are always ignorant."
"Don't matter," Croker said. "I know exactly where Singh is, or at least where he'll be when he stops running. As long as he doesn't realize that, I know he'll always be right where I want him." Uncle Doge's eyebrow twitched. "Must be getting exciting for him." The Radisha glared, frowned, stared. She liked to believe that hers was the only working brain in the palace. Us black company types are just supposed to be hired muscle. You could almost hear the creaks and groans as her mind turned over. How could Croker know something like that?
"Where is he?"
"Right now, he's busting his butt trying to join up with Mogava. Since we can't stop him, because he's moving as fast as any message we could send after him, let's forget him." I considered offering a word of suggestion about crows. Croker talks to crows, and crows fly faster than even a deceiver can run. I was not paid to think, and I was not there to talk.
"Forget him?"
The Radisha seemed startled. "Just for the moment. Let's find out what his cronies are up to here." One eye resumed work. I glanced at Uncle Doge, who had stayed out of the way and quite longer than I had thought possible. He noticed my glance. In Yuan Bao, he asked,
"May I question the man?"
"Why?"
"I would test his belief."
"You don't speak Taglian well enough. Little dig there."
"Then translate."
Just for fun, or maybe to nudge Uncle Doge, Croker said, "I don't mind if he does Murgan. He can't do any damage." His remark demonstrated clearly his familiarity with Nguyenbao dialect. There had to be a message in that, meant for Uncle Doge, particularly when taken with his earlier observation about Ashwan's provenance. What the hell? I was confused, and getting more than a little paranoid myself. Had I come back to my own world after my most recent seizure? In Taglian, as passable as I recalled him having, Uncle Doge shot quick, amiable questions at the deceiver. They were questions of the sort most people answer without thought. We learned that the man had a family, but his wife had died in childbirth. Then he realized he was being manipulated and controlled his tongue. Uncle Doge stamped around like a merry troll, chattering, and winked out much of the prisoner's past, but not once did he get any closer to the facts of any new strangler interest in Taglios, the city. Croker, I noticed, paid more attention to Uncle Doge than he did the prisoner. The captain, of course, lives in the eye of a tornado of paranoia. Croker leaned close to me. In a midnight whisper, he said,